Good morning. My guest this morning is Zach Howard from the Spreckles Theater Company. Hi, Zach.
Hey, Roland. How you doing?
So you are the star of Catch Me If You Can, which is the latest offering of Spreckles, opening on May 9th and playing through May the 25th. Catch Me If You Can, by Terrence McNally, the book, I know. What's your role in it?
My role is as Frank Abagnale Jr., who is a real person, believe it or not, who in the 60s committed all kinds of fraud between the ages of 16 and 20, eventually passing off about $1.8 million in fake checks.
And that was a lot more money
that was,
then.
Back then, that was quite a bit. And right. Along the way, he also impersonated a pilot, flew over 5 million miles illegally with Pan Am. He worked as a doctor, practiced medicine in an Atlanta hospital, and also faked his way through being a prosecutor in Louisiana. So he had a pretty good mind for
really?
Doing things that weren't legal.
Well, what is an honest-looking guy like you doing playing such a crook?
Well, I mean, he was good-looking. He was charming. He was an honest-looking guy, which is probably why he was able to get away with so much.
Right.
His dad, at least in the book and the show, his dad is a bit of a con man himself, so he kind of was in that environment from an early age on. Though in real life, actually, he was... They toned that up a bit for the story, but regardless, he was a smart kid, and he really just didn't really know what he was doing. So his parents started getting a divorce, and he ran away and took over.
Wow! So, when was Catch Me If You Can first presented?
The book. I don't know when the book was published. It was actually written by Frank Abagnale Jr., and then they turned it into a movie in the early 2000s. I want to say 2004. I actually don't know the exact date. But the Broadway musical was 2011.
Has this show been done locally, as far as you know?
No, this is actually the Northern California premiere.
Excellent.
Of the show. It's been done in L.A., I believe, and it's been done maybe once or twice since the rights were released from Broadway.
So how do you find yourself as an actor at the Spreckles Theater Company?
I really enjoy Spreckles and acting. I'm actually relatively new to acting, believe it or not. I've only been acting for a couple of years. I was a musician, so music-wise, it all comes pretty naturally because I'm a jazz saxophonist of 20 years now. But the acting bit just kind of happened along the way. So I'm still a bit of a newbie in that field. But I'm having a good time with it. And this part actually is not very hard for me, as many people have said. I don't really need to act to play this role.
Uh-oh.
I'm not a con man, but...
I'll watch my wallet anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
What do you plan to do when this is over? What do you think your next step as an actor-performer will be?
I'm actually working on launching my own personal website. So that's in the works there. As far as actual shows or dates or anything like that, probably not much in the way of acting until around October, where I will be jumping back on the cast for the Rocky Horror Show up at Sixth Street.
Oh, great. That fits.
Yeah, yeah.
Well,
music-wise, though, I've got a couple of irons in the fire. My dad and I, we have a set list of about 20 songs. We haven't done any shows in a while, but there's a couple other people I'm looking to collaborate with musically. But acting, probably not until October.
So your dad's a performer as well?
He is a musician. I wouldn't say he's a performer anymore. He was in the 80s. He was the front man for a hair metal band called Desperate Angel.
Wow.
So I grew up in his recording studio, actually. Uh-huh. He released a solo album in 1990, and after that, he just decided he didn't want to be in that industry anymore. It just didn't seem right to him.
I can understand it.
So.
Well, you really seem to be kind of a new breed of performer. The second generation kind of performer who is going on in the parental footsteps, but sort of changing the pace, as it were.
Yeah, I've always really, like, my biggest sense of enjoyment kind of comes from entertaining people. So whether or not it's music or acting or even cooking, I went to pastry school, and it's some form of entertainment. That's
right.
Kind of where I feel I belong.
Well, it sounds like you're going to do a great job. Thanks for coming in, Zach.
No problem, Roland. Thanks for having me.
Let's tell people once again that Catch Me If You Can, presented by the Spreckles Theater Company and starring Zach Howard, is going to open at Spreckles on May 9th, playing through May the 25th. For information, 588-3400. Online, it's SprecklesOnline.com. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti, NKRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.